Translation. Shri Suta Goswami said, Emperor Yudhishthir administered generously to everyone during his reign. He was exactly like his father. He had no personal ambition and was freed from all sorts of sense gratification because of his continuous service unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, purported by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. As mentioned in our introduction, there is a need for the science of Krishna in human society for all the suffering humanity of the world. And we simply request the leading personalities of all nations to take to the science of Krishna for their own good, for the good of society, and for the good of all the people of the world. So it is confirmed herein by the example of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the personality of goodness. In India, the people hanker after Ram Rajya because the personality of Godhead was the ideal king, and all other kings or emperors in India controlled the destiny of the world for the prosperity of every living being who took birth on the earth. Herein, the word prajaha is significant. The etymological import of the word is that which is born. On the earth, there are many species of life, from the aquatics up to the perfect human beings, and all are known as prajas. Lord Brahma, the creator of this particular universe, is known as the Prajapati because he is the godfather of all who have taken birth. Thus, praja is used in a broader sense than it is now used. The king represents all living beings, the aquatics, plants, trees, reptiles, birds, animals, and man. Every one of them is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Bhagavad Gita 14.4, we'll look at it later. And the king, being representative of the Supreme Lord, is duty-bound to give proper protection to every one of them. This is not the case with the president and dictators of this demoralized system of administration, where the lower animals are given no protection, while the higher animals are given so-called protection. But this is a great science which can be learned only by one who knows the science of Krishna. By knowing the science of Krishna, one can become the most perfect man in the world. And unless one has knowledge in this science, all qualifications and doctorate diplomas acquired by academic education are spoiled and useless. Maharaj Yudhishthir knew the science of Krishna very well, for it is stated herein by continuous cultivation of this science or by continuous devotional service to Lord Krishna, he acquired the qualification of administering the state. The father is sometimes seemingly cruel to the son, but that does not mean that the father has lost the qualification to be a father. A father is always a father because he always has a good of the son at heart. The father wants every one of his sons to become a better man than himself. Therefore, a king like Maharaj Yudhishthir, who was the personality of goodness, wanted everyone under his administration, especially human beings who have better developed consciousness, to become devotees of Lord Krishna, so that everyone can become free from the trifles of material existence. His motto of administration was all good for the citizens, for as personified goodness, he knew perfectly well what is actually good for them. He conducted the administration on that principle, and not on the Rakshasi, demoniac principle of sense gratification. As an ideal king, he had no personal ambition and there was no place for sense gratification because all his senses at all times were engaged in loving service of the Supreme Lord, which includes the partial service to the living beings who form the parts and parcels of complete whole. Those who are busy rendering service to the parts and parcels, leaving aside the whole, only spoil time and energy, as one does when watering the leaves of a tree without watering the root. If water is poured on the root, the leaves are enlivened perfectly and automatically. But if water is poured on the leaves only, the whole energy is spoiled. Maharaj Yudhishthir, therefore, was constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, and thus the parts and parcels of the Lord the living entities under his careful administration were perfectly attended with all comforts in this life and all progress in the next. That is the way of perfect management of state administration. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sutta uvacha, apipalad dharmaraja, pitruvat ranjayan prajaha, nispruha sarva kamebhya, krishna padanu sevaya. Shri Sutta Goswami said, Emperor Yudhishthir administered generously to everyone during his reign. He was exactly like his father. He had no personal ambition and was freed from all sorts of sense gratification because of his continuous service under the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Om Adnyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you everyone for coming. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this very important verse. It's quite interesting. We are discussing about the ideal king and the principles what ideal king, father and a spiritual master is supposed to follow, which is given here. Today, a lot of climate scientists have declared climate emergency, there is war and all that. And that's because of the improper leadership. And here we are discussing the perfect leadership, which is quite interesting. Now, if we see the background of this, in this chapter, birth of Emperor Parikshit Maharaj, the context comes from the first chapter, where the sages have asked the very important six questions. And first two questions are, what is the absolute and ultimate good for all people in general? And the second question they have asked is, explain the essence of all scriptures for the good of all living beings. So till now, Sutta Goswami is setting up the scene. He speaks about the various avatars or the incarnations of the Lord and Queen Kunti's prayers and Ashwatthama's all misdeeds, then Bhishmadeva's glories of Bhishmadev and Srimad Bhagavatam, then Dwarka Pravesh of the Lord and etc. And then he comes back to the important points of actually answering these two questions, the first two questions. And the focus here, he brings back to the devotional service and the principles we are supposed to follow. Because this it's basically the four principles in this verse are very prominently explained by Srila Sutta Goswami. Srila Prabhupada particularly brings us the link of bhakti and its practicality. It's the prominent analogy of his famous analogy of watering the root and not the leaves, which comes here very prominently. In the path of bhakti, we get many temptations. Those are all weeds, basically. And how an ideal king should be using those temptations in the service of Lord, which is Yukta Vairagya. And that's why Prabhupada gives the important, he talks about the important verse from Bhagavad Gita. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murteha sambhavantiyaha tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija prajapitaha. The translation is, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and I am the seed-giving father. As we were just talking about the weeds in the path of bhakti in the Bhakti Lata Beej. And those weeds are basically the opulences of the Lord. When we start following this path of bhakti, we get fame, we get strength and knowledge and lot of things. But that can easily distract us from the main focus. And how that happens, that we will see. The important principles in this verse, the most important is the last word here. Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Continuous devotional service. Continuous service without any distraction. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is a perfect example of this Yukta Vairagya. Second principle, he says, is Ranjayan Prajaha. That is pleasing to all the subjects in his kingdom. Pleasing citizens, lot of times we can see in today's world, the politicians, they declare something which is temporarily pleasing and which is not actually useful in long term. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, and we can see here, Pitruvad means he's following what his father was following. So Maharaj Pandu and his Maharaj Vichitravirya and then Maharaj Shantanu, they were setting the standards which are been set by all the previous kings. They are termed as Rajarshis. They're basically rishis. If we see the basic principle given in Vedic literature, is the king is a representative and the presiding deity in the kingdom is the owner of the kingdom. And king is supposed to take the instructions from the presiding deity and the council or the brahmanas, and then he's supposed to rule the kingdom. And all the emperors were following that principle in the Vedic times. As Prabhupada says in the purport, that is the requirement, and that's how all the kingdoms of this world or the rulers or the leaders are supposed to rule this. And the basic principle is Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Continuous devotional service. Now, usually, second principle we were just talking about is Ranjayan Prajaha. Usually, while pleasing others, we can easily forget the goal of Krishna Padanu Sevaya, follow the continuous devotional service and connection in the devotional service. The interesting bit is, even in our own practice as well, even if we are following the Krishna conscious activities, we can easily get distracted, usually because of the polluted consciousness. And the main goal can be forgotten. And we will get distracted to do something else. And what it comes to is, while pleasing others, we may look for an opportunity to please ourselves. And the main reason behind that is Krishna Padanu Sevaya. The main principle of continuous devotional service is we have the distraction. But Maharaj Yudhishthira is Pitruvad. Now this word is very important. He is following the footsteps of his earlier kings who were Rajarshis. And second important part of Pitruvad is perfect father knows how to love the child without spoiling the child. Sometimes he may chastise or embrace or ignore the children's activities to make the child understand what is right and what is wrong. That's the job of father and king or guru, to give an understanding of bhakti, the Krishna Padanu Sevaya, by setting an example. He should be an exemplary representative of Krishna. We will come to the another important focus little later about what is the nourishment for the continuous devotional service, Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Srila Prabhupada was a perfect example of this. He kept a good check on cheating propensities, getting carried away by distractions and shying away from responsibilities while establishing this movement. His Grace Rupilas Prabhu gives us the details of how Prabhupada used to chastise and how he used to pacify. He used to chastise very heavily to keep check on these cheating propensities and getting carried away or the not following the responsibilities properly. But at the same time, after chastisement, he will give some gift, speak nicely, and make sure that the person is pacified. The third important quality or the principle which is given in this verse is Nispruha Sarvakamebhya, was free of personal desire for sense gratification. Now, the important principle here is when we are doing the service, we come to a point that or the personal check, am I really serving or am I enjoying? If we realize that I am really enjoying this, that means there is something we need to work on. Because who is the enjoyer? Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the supreme enjoyer. The Lord gives even more details of the same verse in chapter number 13, where he says, Upadrishtanumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehesmin Purushahapara. What he says is, I give the anumati, permission, to Upadrashta, the person who is desiring. And Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara, but at the same time, to that body, this physical body or the universe or the whole Brahmanda, he is the enjoyer, Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. Paramatmeti Chapyakto, because he is residing in this body. Dehesmin Purushahapara. So, in this body, he is saying the Parapurusha, means the Lord is residing there and he is the enjoyer. It's basically the elaboration of Bhuktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Srudam Sarvabhutanam Nyatvamam Shanti Mrichyati. Another important principle of Nispruha Sarvakamebhya, which was free of personal desire for sense gratification, is he is transparent. And another verse in 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, there's Bahirantascha Bhutanam Charam Charamevacha Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehesmin Purushahapara. Bahiranta, outside and inside. Bahirantascha Bhutanam, in the living entities. Bahirantascha Bhutanam, where Lord is, in this verse, where Lord is saying that I am there to keep check on everything. Chara and achara, moving and non-moving. Charam charamevacha. Paramatmeti chapyukto dehesmin purushahapara. So, I think I mixed up with this upadrashtanumantacha. So, what nispruha sarva kamebhyo, this the third quality we are talking about, is the person should be transparent. His public life and private life, there shouldn't be discrepancy. In today's world, we can see that there are ulterior motives in most of the political or the leaders. But Maharaj Yudhishthir had no ulterior motives. His private life was just serving the Lord, and his public life was also Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Very essential principle. And that's how we understand the principle of being an instrument or representative of the Lord. There is an interesting story of of the temple in Laguna Beach. The temple president or the leader at that time, he started using peanut oil for all the cooking, and all the members in the temple devotees, they were not very happy with that. And After some time, when Prabhupada arrived, he knew that people are not happy using peanut oil. And all the devotees were saying that we should be using ghee. And when Prabhupada arrived, he started asking the questions during the darshan or the ishtagoshti that, is peanut oil very good for health? And Prabhupada said, it's okay. It's a kind of fifth class oil. And then he was not very, satisfied with the Prabhupada's confirmation that it can be used. So he said, but peanut oil is nut oil, and it is used very widely in India, and so on and so forth. And then Prabhupada said, yes, you can use peanut oil. That's okay. But I won't say it's the first class oil. So he was kind of happy that Prabhupada is saying that's good. So he was looking at other devotees and saying, yes, peanut oil is very good. So we usually ask three times to get confirmation from our seniors. So after some time, he again asked. So Prabhupada, peanut oil is very good, and we are using it here, and people are quite happy. And Prabhupada said, yeah, it's okay, but it's really not the first choice. It's a fifth class oil. So he was saying, though Prabhupada hasn't approved, peanut oil is still okay. And so after some time, I think next day, Prabhupada was walking with him and other devotees. And then Prabhupada understood his intention. And he started telling a story. Prabhupada said, one of my friends, he used to like pakoras. And one day he ate pakoras fried in peanut oil. And he ate a lot of pakoras. And then the temple president or the leader, he was saying, oh, that's good. Means it's a kind of confirmation. So what happened, Prabhupada? You're telling this story. And Prabhupada said, but the next day he died. And then and then everyone was looking at him and saying, okay, hold on, peanut oil is not very good. You should be using ghee. So just a story to give the how our ulterior motives we can use here when we are doing the Krishna Padanu Sevaya. The important part of how this Uttama Bhakti or Krishna Padanu Sevaya should be, that's given by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. If we see that verse, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karmandi Anavritam, Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Ruttamam. It's so beautiful. If we just meditate on this verse, it's like the effulgent, the most important crest jewel. It's a beautiful jewel. And it is covered by so many things. Anya Abhilasha. Abhilasha means desire. Other than bhakti, if it is covered, we won't be able to see the beauty, the effulgence of bhakti. Jnana Karmandi. We easily, people get carried away by knowledge. As Vedic literature, it is said several times that if we want to live happily in the material world, the one verse in Vedic literature can tell us that how to live happily. But at the same time, if we have a desire to come out of this material world, the same verse will give us an understanding that how to come out of it. It's quite fascinating. And that's because Vedic literature has three types of meanings. Even in Mahabharata or all other Vedic literature, we can see that. The first meaning is Shabda Artha or Shabda Bhashya. The second Shabda means, which is a literal meaning, as it is. Second meaning is Guhya Bhashya. which is hidden meaning. And the third meaning is Samadhi Bhashya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Shri Radha Kulananda Bhagavan Ki Jai. The third meaning in the verses, in the Vedic literature, is Samadhi Bhashya. Samadhi Bhashya is the one which gives us the transcendental understanding of how to come out of this material world. So it depends on our motives, what we are looking for in the Vedic literature. Jnana Karmandi Anavrutam. We are coming back to this verse in Nectar of Devotion, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So the crest jewel is covered by the knowledge which can distract us from the main goal of Bhakti Marga. And the activities, as we talked earlier, that one activity is for continuous devotional service or to please the Lord, which will result in pleasing the devotees. Say watering the root will water the leaves as well. So jnana karmandi anuvrutam. Anukulena Krishna. So all these qualities, all these activities of jnana, the knowledge, our desires, and our activities, it can be either used for to gratify our senses or to serve the Lord. Continuous devotional service. So that gives us an understanding of what is Uttam Bhakti. And that's what this verse is quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami. How the perfection of this is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshashtakam. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagdishakamahe, mama janmani janmanishwore bhavatat bhakti rahituki. So we can see the continuous, the details of what this bhakti marg we should be following from start to end. As we say, varyantascha bhutanam charam charam evacha. And then Lord is there, he's observing. He's the enjoyer, upadrashtanu anumantacha or bhaktaram yajna tapasam. And then comes to this verse of anyabhilashita shunyam. If our understanding or our following or our Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti given by Srila Rupa Goswami is in a right direction, we can see how our Vedic literature is giving us an understanding of what to follow and what are the stages of what are given in the Nectar of Devotion, that Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Prema and all that. Another interesting story which is told by Gaura Gauranga Prabhu in US, one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. He was from Harvard Law School, which is the topmost law school in America. And when he met Srila Prabhupada, they started discussing about the legalities and how the law school is and what's the beauty of the Harvard Law School and everything. And Prabhupada was not interested in law, but he kept on listening. And after some time, Gaurang Prabhu says that he ended up in going to Austria opening the temples. And Prabhupada used that his expertise, his charismatic personality to get him involved in devotional service. So that's the perfect example of Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Once in one lecture, Giriraj Maharaj was saying that there are four types of people who do the activities. This is applicable materially and to some extent and spiritually as well. So first one is lazy intelligent. The second one is active intelligent. The third one is lazy fool. And fourth one is active fool. So the best of all four is lazy intelligent. Because he uses the resources to get the job done. Active intelligent, he tries to do everything on his own, which is very limited because he won't be able to do too much. But lazy intelligent will get the things done by directing the resources properly. So, of course, the worst of all is active fool, because he will create chaos. And and the last one, he's lazy as well as he's fool. So he won't do much. So he'll be in a pure mode of ignorance anyway. So lazy intelligent is, Prabhupada used that principle of lazy intelligence. He was not doing everything, but he made all his followers, disciples, to get things done in a right order. To follow four principles of what we just discussed, the important part I just mentioned earlier is we need to have a mercy of our Guru Parampara and the Supreme Lord. And we all know the story of Srila Prabhupada, that in the midnight he used to sweep the floor near the Srila Rupa Goswami Samadhi, and he used to cry pitifully for the mercy. Hey Rupa, hey Sanatan, daya karo more. No one was watching that, but he was crying for the mercy. And when he got the confirmation from Srila Rupa Goswami, then he started preparing for his journey and setting this movement. So, for Krishna Padanu Sevaya, for a continuous devotional service, the most important principle is to get this mercy of our Acharya, of our Guru Parampara, and of course of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada followed this principle, he exemplified this principle of this four rules to for the father, for the spiritual master, and for the kings. How to follow it, and how to establish, and how to rule the kingdom. We can see that in case of Maharaj Yudhishthir and all our acharyas. Another example of this and is Bharat in Ramayana. As we have that, Prabhupada has mentioned about Ram Rajya. If we see the character of Bharat, he is completely misunderstood by everyone. He has lived very austere life. When Kaikeyi asked for his emperorship. But despite of all the curses, and he was blamed for everything, but still he followed the glorious path of doing the right thing, the pure devotional service, and hence the righteousness. He took care of kingdom perfectly, and during his time, Ayodhya was perfectly prosperous, as because he was following the instructions from the Paduka of Lord Ram, because those are not different. The lotus feet of the Lord are not different than the Lord himself. So that's the principle Bharat also followed. So going back to conclude, we are coming back to the principle of this verse. Apipalat dharmarajah pitruvat ranjayan prajah nispraha sarvakamebhya krishna padanu sevaya. So the four principles we just discussed here is, the first and the foremost principle is krishna padanu sevaya, continuous devotional service. When we have that, all the byproducts of the leadership qualities will fall in place. Second is ranjayan prajah, and automatically citizens will be pleased because you will have perfect leadership qualities, The principle is continuous devotional service. Pitruvat, we are following, the important bit here is, the leader is not coming up with his own ideas of how to rule the world, but he's following the parampara of the previous kings, who are the Rajarshis. Nispruha sarvakamebhya. There are no ulterior motives, and he's just without personal any desires for sense gratification. And that's basically the four regulative principles for all of us, for fathers, for the leaders, because we all are leaders in some or other way, and for the kings. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, ma'am.